There are literally tens of thousands of apps available for your tablets and your smartphones. But there is only one you can download for free, by the way, that will teach you Ojibwe. The Ojibwe are also known as the Anishinaabe people. They're among the largest group of Native Americans, and many live here in Michigan. Derek Baxter is president of Agoki Learning Systems. He helped design this app that could go a long way towards keeping the Ojibwe language alive. Derek, it seems to me there are several ways to view this app and what it can accomplish. First, for those of us who are not Ojibwe, a chance to not only learn some phrases, but learn about your culture.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So people say that if the language dies, then the culture dies. And I find that couldn't be more true. Some days you see students in school that are Ojibwe and they can't speak their own language, and that's really unfortunate.
We've seen indications that the Ojibwe language is really one of the very few Native American languages that is expected to survive. Do we have any sense of how many speakers there are?
Yeah, so actually the Ojibwe language is part of the Algonquin languages, so there's very similar languages being spoken in the Algonquin languages, and because some of the communities are using the Ojibwe language to teach in schools, the Ojibwe language is actually the first language that's spoken in the schools. So you have English as a second language. So it's not until the students get to grade 5 or grade 1 or grade 2 that they actually start to learn English and engage in English. And that's really the strength of the Ojibwe language. So we know that languages are going extinct. One language is going extinct every 14 days, and fortunately, because of the strength of the school system and how the parents are teaching their children Ojibwe within the small communities, the language is probably going to survive for quite a while.
It's a very easy app to use. I have it downloaded on my iPhone right now, and it loaded up that I got at the App Store. And you've got all kinds of categories. For example, if you go to the greetings category and you want to learn to say thank you, you touch the button that says thank you, and
Miigwech.
And there she is. Or if you want to say, what is your name?
Anin Eshinikaswin.
Very different.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of the Algonquin language, right? So the Algonquin language includes Cree, Oji-Cree, and some other languages. And really, it's using some syllables and some combinations of letters within the pronunciation that really we're not really used to. So when we go back to it and say some of these words, they may sound like they're unfamiliar to us, but that's how the language is spoken within the Algonquin territory. And in fact, the Ojibwe app itself has been downloaded around 21,000 times so far on both the iPhone and the Android devices. So it's getting out there and people are learning it.
The Ojibwe Language and People app, free to download for iPhone or, as Derek told us, Android devices as well. Derek Baxter, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.